Now, as we told you just about half an hour ago, good news this morning, because we were talking on the show last week with the partner of Jonathan Rowan from Castle Connor in County Sligo, Grace O'Flanagan, and she had hoped that Jonathan would reach the summit of Mount Everest sometime today. He was in Nepal and he was heading for the summit. And the good news, as we say, is that he and his team reached Everest this morning at 12:30. And I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Jonathan's sister, Stephanie. Rowan. Good morning to you, Stephanie.
And, Hi, Niall.
Thanks very much for joining us. Well, this is fantastic news and historic news. You must be very proud of your brother.
It is indeed. Yes, Niall. Yeah, thanks for having us on. We are absolutely delighted and thrilled with the news. So as you said, around 12:30 Irish time, we all got a lovely text message from On Top of the World, really, which Jonathan had pre-written for obvious reasons. He can't really put out the phone and take off the gloves and start texting On Top of the World. So he had a pre-written message and he was able to click it from his watch and send it out to us and ping it all off to us to let us know that he had reached the summit of Mount Everest. So we were absolutely delighted, able to take somewhat of a breath of relief. I think the real breath of relief will come when we get to see him in the flesh at the airport, hopefully later this week. So we are absolutely delighted. Of course, you know, for him, it wasn't all about just getting to the top. It really is kind of about the journey and the training, the commitment, the dedication that you have to put into something like this to even kind of start on the journey to something like Mount Everest. So we were just so delighted that he was able to get the icing on the cake, which is reaching the summit. But, you know, even in the text message, he said, you know, this has been such an exciting adventure. And I think that really sums it up for him. It really is. It's all about the adventure and the getting out there and kind of, you know, taking new steps into unknown territory for him. So we're all very, very proud of him. So his parents, John and Bernie Rowan, are back in Castle Connor and absolutely delighted. I think they were cracking into the Jemison at 12:30 last night to celebrate. So, yeah, we're just all very proud.
It's an absolutely incredible achievement. And as I say, thoughts now turn to the descent, which is always tricky as well, but he's well experienced. So you're hoping to hear from him in due course that all is well and that he's getting down all right. But there were a number of people with him, I think, Stephanie, wasn't there?
Yes, on
the ascent.
There is indeed, yeah. So I don't know if you're familiar with it, but obviously Everest is getting quite busy these days.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
In terms of like one of the dangers or the kind of worrying parts is the last part, because you're almost in a queue at the top and you're tied to a rope, so you can't just overtake people, or it's not like Greek Sunday where you can kind of maneuver in and out of people who aren't going at the same pace as you. So there's a large group that kind of all accumulate towards the top when everything gets a bit slower, but it's him and his Sherpa at the moment who are kind of doing it all together and getting to each stage. And for him on the descent, as you were saying there, again, the wonders of technology, we've been able to keep a track on him and he's doing well. He's currently still moving. He is on his way. He's past Camp 3 and on the way to Camp 2. So that's a direct descent from the summit all the way down to Camp 2. So originally we had expected he would stop at Camp 3 as overnight or a couple of hours, but he didn't. So really that's probably showing that all is going well, the conditions are good and that he's feeling strong, which is great news.
That's great news indeed, yeah. And you say you expect him to be home later in the week.
Well, we'd hope so. You know, I mean, once, you know, it's Camp 2 and then he'll probably spend a night or two at Camp 1 and then base camp. And then you're kind of, you know, making your way home, getting onto the logistics again, sorting out some plane journeys and that's it. There's no real hanging about. You know, he has been gone since the middle of March. So it's been quite a while. But yeah, once the summit comes, then it's pretty quick after that.